When someone says there's an elephant in the room, they are saying that there is a very large issue that everyone is acutely aware of, but no one is talking about. Before you ignore the elephant in the room, call it out. I may have mentioned this before, but I'm a pretty direct person, so I don't really have trouble calling out the elephant in the room. In fact, a lot of people like that about me because I'm not scared to say what everyone else is thinking. I'll say it in a group or on stage. If something is obvious to me, I clear it immediately. Why is this important? Because if you don't address the big issue, then maybe no one will, and a lot of time and energy can be lost by tiptoeing around something that just needs to be called out. The pitch challenge today: be brave and state the obvious. Chances are other people are already thinking it anyway. Whether it's a business or personal relationship, calling out the elephant in the room will help you move on in a more productive way. I had a good friend do this with me recently. Our friendship sort of fell through the cracks a couple of years ago, and we haven't talked much since that time. At the time, I was going through a really tough time with my dad's illness, and she was gaining a ton of momentum on a new business venture. My life situation was certainly a downer for most and a difficult one for me. I lost a few friends during my dad's illness, many of which have yet to circle back to me. I let them go because I just assumed that the uncomfortableness of my dad's situation at the time was too much for others to handle, and assumed most people didn't know how to be supportive of me as I was obviously in a high-stress, ever-changing situation. But recently, my friend Sansan circled back to me to get my advice on her business, which is taking off quite a bit now. We could have continued to ignore the elephant in the room, which was our 2-year friendship hiatus, but instead, she addressed it head-on and asked me, from my perspective, what I thought was the cause of our falling out of touch. Then she apologized for not being there for me through my father's death. Now we are right back on track from where our friendship left off. In this situation, I was not planning on addressing the elephant in the room because I didn't want to make other people continue to feel bad or guilty about my dad's passing. But I'm glad Sansan did, because it really restored our friendship in my mind and will allow us to have a more productive and deeper friendship moving forward.